Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ever been in a fight, Susan?
Like, sparring words, but never anything physical.
You've never been in a physical? Never in your life?
No. I don't have any brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay, okay. So that, okay. I mean, I have a younger sister. I never got into a physical fight with her, but I got cousins that I fought with.
I watched my kids fight.
I got into a couple of fights back when I was younger, right?
With boys, like at the playground scuffles.
One time I got into it. A classmate of mine punched me in my nose, and that was a problem that we had at recess. I got into probably in my life. I've only been in about maybe like four or five fights, if that. You mature, you grow out of that. I mean, that's kid stuff, right? That's elementary, that's high school.
Were you one that you never started them, but if someone started on you, you'd finish it?
I'm not really into starting stuff because I just don't like being in people's space like that. I'm the type where if I'm not feeling it, I'm just removing myself from the entire situation.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to sit here and say I've never started a fight. I've started probably like a couple of fights. I have started a couple of fights. I started one major fight, like a massive fight on the 4th of July where it was a ton of people at outside of a club.
Henry, I didn't know this about you.
Let's just put it like this. I won't get too deep into the story, but someone used that word we don't use.
Uh-oh.
And all hell broke loose. So it was kind of a crazy scene in South Minneapolis on the 4th of July. But my point of asking you about whether you've been in a fight or not is, and you said that you've seen a few fights, right?
I watched my daughters when they were like, middle school age.
All right,
they fight over like a sweater.
Okay. So you're accustomed to breaking up fights?
No, I never broke it up. I would just say
you would just let your daughters fight?
Yeah, they say you're supposed to, unless there's blood, you're supposed to let them fight.
Okay. Yeah. I bring this up because it was a big-time heavyweight title fight last weekend. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, okay? And Tyson Fury, who's the much better fighter to me, in my opinion, he was beaten up on the champion. Beaten up on him. I'm talking about it was all one-sided. So what happened in the midst of that, in the seventh round, after he had been getting his butt whooped for six rounds, and he got knocked down a couple of times. In the seventh round, one of his trainers, because he's got a couple of trainers, one of the trainers threw in the towel, which is, that's the way of saying the fight's over. It's over, right? You throw in the towel, you say, we're done. We're done here. So the trainer or co-trainer, Mark Breland, he throws in the towel. And, of course, the fighter's upset because he's like, I'm not quitting. Well, no, you're done. Your trainer threw in the towel. So he had beef with the trainer, and I think the other co-trainer had beef with the trainer, right, for doing this, which was totally the right call on Mark Breland's part because you know how they say to live for another day? When your fighter is no match for the guy, and he's getting his brains beat in, and you don't want to see this guy who's got children and he's got a wife, you don't want to see him harmed in such a bad way, and he's got blood gushing out his ear, he's got blood gushing out his mouth. You say, you know what? We've already got a document and a contract signed that where there's going to be a rematch even after this. You know what? We'll save it for the rematch, right? Mark Breland did the right thing. He threw in the towel to save his fighter. There's the human element. Look, I get it. Everybody wants to win. But then the human being, the human element, the instincts, that has to kick in, and you have to say, enough's enough. So I think he did the right thing.
Was his fighter, though, really mad at him for doing this?
His fighter was not happy because the fighter, he loses the fight, and he loses his title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, today it came out that Deontay Wilder, that he is going to, because there was some conversation the moment that the fight was over, all the way up until yesterday, that he was going to fire this guy because he stopped the fight. Now, just to give you background, Mark Breland, the co-trainer, was a remarkable fighter. We're talking about an Olympic champion. We're talking about a world champion. This guy was, put it like this, the co-trainer, he's been better at boxing than the guy he's training, in my opinion.
So this guy can learn a lot from this man.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
Gaining from him.
And him saying to you that I care about you and I'm doing this because I think that this is in your best interest, you got to trust them, right?
Also, too, because he has the experience of fighting. He knows when there's like a point of no return.
Yes, yes. He announced today that he's going to retain him, that he's going to keep him, which to me is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to even think that you would fire Mark Breland, an Olympic champion, a world champion, to me that thought made no sense to me at all, to even think that. I know that you get upset and you get pissed off and you're mad because he threw in the towel and all that stuff. I'm sorry. That's not the right thing to do. Now, check this out. The other co-trainer, he said that he disagreed with the throwing of the towel. He said, for Mark to do it, I was very heartbroken. Of course you said that. Of course you thought that, rather. If I say statements like I want to kill a man in the ring, then I have to abide by those same principles in the ring of him doing the same thing to me. I'd rather die than go out with someone throwing the towel in. Now, that is insane for Deontay Wilder to say that. Mark Breland loves you. He cares about you. He cares about your kids. He cares about your wife. He cares about you. Would any trainer want their fighter to die in the ring? Even though a fighter says, I'm laying it all on the line. Well, that's easy for you to say, but it's not easy for your trainer to just let you just get bludgeoned. Like, come on, Deontay, man. You got to be smarter than that, man. And this is what he said. He said, I'm a warrior. I feel the same way I felt on fight night. If I have to go out, I want to go out on my shield. But I understand that my corner and my team has my best interest at heart. Mark Breland is still a part of Team Wilder, and our team looks forward to preparing for the trilogy fight, the third fight. I'm glad that he put that statement out there that he understands his corner has his best interest at heart. But this whole, I guess that part of boxing, I get going out and saying, you know, I'm putting it all on the line. But what does that really mean? Does that mean that you're willing to die in the ring? That's the part I can't wrap my head around. I am really good friends with Caleb Truex. Really good friends with him. Professional boxer. The biggest name in Minnesota, boxing-wise. I watched the fight with Caleb at his place last Saturday night. The thing about Caleb is Caleb has a young daughter and he has a newborn right now. And I've talked to Caleb about the fight game. I've talked to Caleb about, you know, his girlfriend watching him fight or not watching him fight, how much longer he wants to box, knowing that he has young children. And Caleb has told me that his girlfriend doesn't watch him fight. She can't do it. It's too hard to watch him fight. Imagine your trainer who's right there in your corner, watch you get your brains beat in. And you think that he's supposed to allow you to just leave it up to the referee? I thought that Mark Breland did a phenomenal job. I thought he did the right thing. I know it's a very tough thing to do, but I think he did the right thing. Let me go to Jim in Minneapolis. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, Henry? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you this Friday night?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Let me go to Jim in Minneapolis. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, Henry? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you this Friday night?
Hey, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm still hanging in there. I'm still going through the group home changes and everything.
I hear you, man.
Everything. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the fight between Ray Boom Boom Mancini and Dooku Kim?
Dooku Kim was killed in that fight.
He was killed in that fight, and all those fans that came to Ray Boom Boom Mancini put their hands on him like he was a god. And that's not right, man.
Hey, but this is the thing. Like I don't blame. No one blames Ray Boom Boom Mancini for that, right? Like, when you get in the ring, you get in the ring to win, and it's a violent sport, it's a deadly sport, and I think that fighters know the ramifications of that. But if Ray Mancini knew that he was on the verge of killing that man, I think he probably would have probably eased up a little bit.
He would have eased up a little bit. I believe that's true, man. That's true, too. But I'm saying, you know, the sport of boxing has changed so much that they promote all that stuff, man. Just like, you know, it's like they're going out as warriors, man.
Hey so let me ask you this. Do you think that Mark Breland did the right thing? I think he did.
I think Breland did the right thing, too, and I'm agreeing with you. That's what I wanted to comment on that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I called in tonight.
Yep. I appreciate the phone call from Jim in Minneapolis. Jim's a big sports fan. He watches it all. Twins, Vikings, he watches the Wolves, watches the fights clearly. But I just could not be, and maybe I'm not built to be a trainer like that because I probably throw in the towel a little bit too early.
I wonder, why don't they have this conversation before they get in the ring?
They do.
They do, saying, hey, you know that if I see that you
they know going in. But then you got to be honest with yourself, Susan. There's a pride thing that kicks in. There's the ego thing that kicks in.
Yeah, I
mean, when macho guys are in the ring and they're fighting and they've talked all this trash and you're about to lose the fight, you're getting whooped. I mean, the guy didn't want to, you know, most guys don't want to quit. We've seen fighters quit before, but that's not something that they take pride in, is quitting in the ring. But I absolutely think he did the right thing. You do not let your fighter be put into a situation where they end up dying. You just don't do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.